Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Friday at 5. What a bet. Don't answer this. What better way to start the weekend? Then with reverse AFC power rankings, right? Right. We all agree.
You gave instructions.
I do like it on a Friday. In the summer, I like it on a Friday. Tuesday, Monday Night Football is over. Dust has settled.
Mm-hmm.
Fridays during the season are about the week ahead. This is more of a look back. There have been, you know, minor adjustments perhaps to make in the rankings based on news. We really haven't had injuries.
No, nothing meter moving. We've had holdouts.
Yep.
From mandatory mini camps, right? TJ Watt, Trey Hendrickson. Those are the two big ones. I think there's another one that's slipping my mind.
McLaurin's big.
Yeah, McLaurin, thank you. That was the one I was thinking of. I knew there was another one that was sort of in the group with Cook, and then Cook showed up, and that was the end of that for the Bills.
Right, there was no holdout. Reverse AFC Power Rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. We're going to leave Sneaky Joe's continued efforts to look up Cy Young Award winners that have pitched for Buffalo to the side for now. We're still at 5. I thought, by the way, I texted him, maybe Rochester has more, because I know from living there and like the lore of the Red Wings franchise, mm-hmm. or Cardinals for many years, then Orioles for many years, Bob Gibson, Jim Palmer, and then I'm looking through Cy Young Award, I can't find anybody else. There's probably, maybe even Scherzer, I don't know, there's probably a couple guys
wow.
in recent years on rehab or something, but like, maybe it's not more than 5. Jenkins was, when he was 19, 2 games. I said I was going to leave it to the side. I love it, though. All right.
Who's the Oriole pitcher that was really good for them and then went to the Yankees?
Messina?
Yeah. Did he win it when he was in Baltimore? Would he have been with Rochester and maybe on the way up in Rochester and then won the Cy Young? Did he ever win the Cy Young?
I don't think so.
Okay. Who else am I thinking of?
Also Curt Schilling, but
right.
I don't know that he won either.
Mike Boddicker?
Boddicker.
Just thinking of Orioles. That could have come through
win.
Rochester.
Yeah, I bet they all, I guess they all did.
Yeah.
Those 3 guys.
Yeah.
But I don't think any of them ever won a Cy Young Award. Messina's problem was Pedro, I think.
Right.
Maybe.
Curt Schilling did not win a Cy Young.
I don't think either did.
All right.
I'm pretty sure Boddicker didn't, but he had a few good years.
Yeah.
Let's leave that over here. Reverse AFC power rankings.
I love how we're leaving it over there.
I don't want I'm in love with it. But we're doing this. That's not sponsored.
You read the sponsor already. We're in. The music's playing and everything.
We don't have to do it? We want to do it.
No.
All right. 16. Which AFC team you know, is maybe the worst. I'll just for to be a little bit different, I'll say Tennessee this time at 16. They've sunk to 12 in recent weeks. They've been 12 or 13 at least 5 weeks running. This is the team, this is a team that had the first overall pick. Kind of a no-name coach who's probably only an NFL head coach because his dad was, Brian Callahan. Really just not a lot going on there. I think the whole bet on Tennessee is that Cam Ward is good, but we don't know that yet.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't exactly like he was an undeniable prospect. Tennessee, 16. Go do something.
I accept, on behalf of the Titans organization and their horrible Legend of Zelda uniforms, I accept their nomination as 16 here, mostly because I've been thinking about the Browns, who I think have occupied this spot a few weeks running, if I'm not mistaken.
Three of the last four.
There was a week where I penalized Pittsburgh because they were holding out hope for Aaron Rodgers, and they got Aaron Rodgers, and I wanted to at least elevate him a little because I do think he will help them a little, and they're no longer leaving the light on. He's just there living with them now. So, okay. But Cleveland, the point was I was going to mention Cleveland here, why I didn't want to put them in the 16 hole. And sure, did you mention Mike Robitaille earlier today? We were talking about something off the air.
Yeah. We were talking about locations in Canada.
Right.
And
okay.
Where he's from.
Right. Okay. Their quarterback room's a hound's breakfast. Just was going to come out of my mouth casually, and I think that's because you mentioned Mike earlier.
Mixed up like a hound's breakfast.
Their quarterback room is mixed up like a hound's breakfast. That's a thing that Mike would say. But the coach, he's gotten results with your name here. Like, just put a guy in. So that might still, they might be better than I'm giving them credit for, just because they have found their way with it. You know, it doesn't really matter who's playing. At least 2 years ago, that happened more so than last year, I guess. But nonetheless, I didn't want to put Cleveland 16, so I'll accept Tennessee as 16.
Okay. In drafts, I can't. I haven't done anything with the Browns quarterbacks, and it's probably one. Everything's like this. It's good to be aware of it. What was I talking about? Maybe yes, Richardson. Can't draft Richardson. Probably should. Is it 0% that he plays at all? Like, no. Cleveland, it's a matter of who it's going to be. And you want to lean toward the playoff weeks in fantasy, and then who is it really going to be? The guy I think that nobody ever mentions is the first rookie they drafted, Gabriel. And maybe that's a mistake. They did draft him on the second day.
Mm-hmm.
It's always Sanders or the veterans. I think it's probably Flacco at the beginning. Maybe it's never Pickett. Maybe it goes from Flacco to one or even both of the rookies. But, you know, you're building these teams and you've got Jerry Jeudy or something, one of the rookie running backs. Njoku is a nice pick, mid-rounds. But I never end up with one of the quarterbacks. I don't know which one to take.
Will Pickett have any trade value whatsoever at the end of the summer? Like, could a team that is injured or even just looking to shore up a backup position think that's worth a seventh round pick?
Maybe.
Or would he just have to get waived?
No, maybe.
All right. Because I feel like that
AJ McCarron?
Like that, yeah, that's the guy to me that, like, Flacco. No way. I'm not trading. I'm not giving you anything for Joe. If you don't want Joe Flacco on your team, cut him, and maybe I'll pick him up. Maybe. All right. But Pickett is still young, whatever. And it would be weird, first of all, unheard of to carry four, so it's not going to happen. Flacco qualifies the veteran, you know, the veteran presence that you've got that. And then the two kids, it'd be weird to do anything with either of the kids.
I agree with that.
Like, neither of the kids are going to get through waivers. Unclaimed to get to your practice squad, I would think. So they're on the team. So somebody's going to have to go. So my choice would be Pickett.
I think that's right.
I think we talked this through a month ago, and I felt that way. Like, as soon as they drafted the two guys, Pickett's got to be the odd man out there. And in part because he might have some value that you could get something for him as opposed to just releasing Flacco.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm the Browns, I'm Stefanski, I'm probably still at least a little bit seduced by what Flacco did for me 2 years ago.
Yep.
So I'd want to take that for another spin and see how that goes. So anyway.
15. Browns?
Cleveland, yeah.
After the big speech. Indianapolis is the other team that's been 16 in the last 4 weeks, by the way. 14.
Indianapolis.
Maybe,
I'm good with them here. I saw, I think a fantasy account tweeted it. It was Daniel Jones to Josh Downs and fire emojis, and I got upset. Like, you can't build up Daniel Jones to me like that. You can't. Even Josh Downs, really? I mean,
I like Downs. Matt Harmon loves him. I'm down with that. No pun intended. Pittman, too. I have maybe a little bit too much Daniel Jones right now. I don't think he's great. He's not bad in fantasy because he can run. 13, Jets.
Sure. Yeah, Jets. That's just going to take a while. I like the cut of their jib. Is that okay to still say? I don't even know what it means. It's just an old saying.
Ken Venturi would say that.
Right. I like Aaron Glenn. I like it's just going to take a while. So this year I think is just tough. Unless somehow Fields starts to see better and process better, because there's talent in there. It just isn't always sure what to do, and that is tough. And I wouldn't expect that. I mean, that's the only hope. And even then, I don't know. Is the rest of the roster, they still have this great roster just waiting for a good quarterback to show up?
I don't know. I mean, I think the Jets should throw the ball less often than any team in the league, probably. But if they get down in games, then they're not going to be able to do that. Maybe, I mean, two high safeties, why would you do that against the Jets? Because they're not dangerous. Garrett Wilson's good, though. Like, maybe there's something there, and they can get a running game going. If they can, then I think they're probably decent. Because Fields is a great runner, and mm-hmm. so is Breece Hall. But are they going to be a complete enough offense for that to hum like it does with the Bills? And that's a long way from having happened yet.
I feel like, maybe an answer to the question, why would you play too deep against them and against that quarterback, is because that's a play that doesn't require you to make a lot of... If they're not playing too deep and you've got a guy that can get down the field, that is... There's not a lot of processing there, right? If you recognize it and that half of the field is available without without deep help, take your five steps and chuck it down there. You know, like, he's got the arm to do that, and it's pretty accurate doing that.
It does.
It's just a question of whether or not, you know, he can get there. So I don't know. That might be a thing I would want to guard against in the passing game with him. Maybe more so than anything else, because everything else requires going through the process. And if you just want to do that, I mean, again, that's no way to make a living. You're not going to throw that pass 20 times a game or something. But nonetheless, I would want to be wary of that if I'm playing him.
12. Pittsburgh. I still like the Raiders. And I like New England well enough. I'll say Pittsburgh at 12.
Fine.
11.
I mean fine. If by fine, I mean I'm happy with the choice. Okay. That wasn't a passive-aggressive fine.
Okay. 11.
Patriots.
Dolphins?
I want to go Dolphins before Patriots.
Yeah, this is bad. Why do I even bring it up? Somebody tweeted that Mike McDaniel was like known for kind of being sort of really relaxed at these press conferences, especially at minicamp, wasn't relaxed, like sensing that everybody's kind of on edge there.
Mm-hmm.
One person's opinion that I'm not even sure I'm depicting accurately. It's already written anyway. Miami.
Well, I am already predisposed to expecting that, so I would believe it.
His answer on the Jalen Ramsey was less so about the answer. His body language was just like, I guess I have to talk to you guys. I'm not going to be here at the end of this. Like, that's the feeling.
I think that they're in tough. I think he's in tough. I think that's that could really go badly this year for him and them.
Miami at Indianapolis, home to New England, at Buffalo on a Thursday night, home to the Jets, at Carolina, Chargers, Browns, Falcons, their first half. It's the AFC East, like they're playing the NFC yep. South. Doesn't look so bad, but it turns later. 10.
I'll go Patriots here.
Houston.
I'm New England still.
Okay.
9.
I would want to go Raiders before I go Houston.
Okay.
I'm so bought in on the Raiders big three.
Yeah.
Geno maybe a little less so, but I think Genty's going to be amazing from the word go. Bowers was amazing from the word go. I think they're maybe not the deepest roster, but that trio can go.
Did it scare you at all to see Carroll? I think I saw this today, or maybe it was last night, talking about Genty and Mostert and Thunder and Lightning yep. and all that. Okay.
Carroll, USC days.
I believe the quote was, I'm not just going to use one guy. Like,
right. Well, nobody uses just one guy, but still.
McVay.
okay, that's right.
Yeah, I mean, that's you drafted him 6th overall. Don't you want to? But, yeah, a little bit. Do you remember the Dante Thornton caller? Pre-draft, we had a caller one time who wanted the Bills to draft Dante Thornton for speed. And I remember, like, wow, this is a name. Like, this is a deep dive name. I'm looking at the football guy's rookie draft guide. The guy is talking, and I didn't really know anything about this player.
This is a big Tennessee receiver that's fast. Is that
so?
Dante yes. Thornton was? Yeah, right.
And, yeah. Like, okay, well, you can, you know, this is a day 3 pick. We talked to Scott Barrett earlier on his most recent School of Scott podcast. Their guest, Jacob Gibbs, brought up Dante Thornton, and there are reports that he's playing ahead of Besh. So far. So that might be interesting. I already like their offense. And if they have like a deep threat that hits as a rookie, even better. 8. All right. Raiders?
Sure. Yeah.
That's enough. Enough about the Raiders. When were they last good? Even like the car teams, there's a playoff team. Who cared?
Not me. I haven't thought highly of the Raiders.
2002.
Yeah, right. Since Gruden. I don't think I've had anything for them since then.
And Gruden beats them in
right.
the Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's isn't that Bill Callahan?
Yes.
Their head coach, Brian's
yes.
dad.
Right. That's right.
2 Callahan family tree mentions in 1 reverse AFC power rankings segment.
That's a record. At least ties the record.
Achievement level unlocked.
7.
Jacksonville.
Gotta be. They're skating through these reverse AFC power rankings.
They are. They are.
6. I'll go Cincinnati today.
Wait, did we put Houston in yet?
Yes, they were 9.
Okay. Then
I'll go Cincinnati today, right?
I'm all for Cincinnati here.
Just.
Wow. All right. I was going to say Chargers, but all right.
Come on. You got a second round pick who is sitting at his locker at minicamp with the line, they don't want to win games, just arguments? Or first round pick?
First round pick, yeah. That's
they don't want to win games, just arguments? Like, in minicamp? And then he leaves?
So good. So good.
Yeah. All right. Yep. There is a second round pick thing that is going on
yes.
too. That's why you maybe conflated those two things. Like, he's got this issue with some sort of, I don't even know what it is, offset language or whatever it is, that the Bengals want this thing that some other first round picks have had in there. But anyway, they're at loggerheads there. The first 2 second round picks, I don't remember who the guys were now, got fully guaranteed contracts.
One is Judkins.
Okay. And
Browns.
The other 30 teams are all just sort of like going, whoa. And the Bills guy is in that group. He's the only unsigned draft pick they have, TJ Sanders, the defensive tackle out of South Carolina. So anyway, all right, just to fill that out. Where are we?
5.
I'm going to go Chargers.
I'll go Chargers here.
Four?
Broncos.
Okay. Three? What has changed among the top three? Anything? Cook showed up.
Elijah Moore's pretty cool.
Ravens don't have a thing right now?
I don't think so. The Chiefs have a thing. Is there any headlines out of there? I felt like a pretty smooth trip.
Yeah.
I'll say Chiefs three again then.
Baltimore.
Chiefs.
How many times does Kansas City have to win these playoff games against these people and then and get credit?
I don't know, but it's clearly not enough.
We're just clearly homers. Two.
Well, you already said Baltimore, so I guess I'll go Baltimore.
I did. Bills won. All right. That no change at the bottom this week. Reverse AFC power rankings.
Oh, Bills.
3 weeks running at the one spot.
Don't let it be said that we are negative toward the Bills. Look at this is all the evidence you need.
That's
right. This is an objective exercise conducted weekly. And
that's right.
The results are
real. Businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Wherever summer takes you, save on your journey with True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull. Enjoy the new Red Bull Summer Edition, White Peach, a perfect balance of bold, sweet, and refreshing. Right now, grab any 3 8-ounce Red Bull for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon, just in time for your next road trip. Save big all summer long with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
Impunitable. You can't quibble with the results.
You can quibble with the results, but you can't change them.
No. Well, okay. Well, then I wanted whatever I was trying to get to, but I don't know what it is, so I'm gonna stop.
Reverse AFC power rankings, powered by Empire Electric, your residential neighborhood electrician.
Unimpeachable.
Unimpeachable. Visit EmpireElectricians.com. That works. Brian Koziol, his golf knowledge, unimpeachable. He will join us as we talk day two of the U.S. Open after the update. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Yeah, I think mentally, I mean, there's no just kind of give me hole. There's no hole where you can just kind of get up there and just hit it and not really pay attention to what you're trying to do. I think it requires a lot of focus on every shot. And even when you're in the rough and you're trying to get it back in the fairway, and, you know, it's just every shot is difficult. So really you're very focused and putting a lot into every shot mentally. And I think over time, it's just pretty taxing.
Sam Burns. Is it Burns or bust for Brian? We'll talk to Brian Koziol in a minute about his picks in the U.S. Open. Before we do that, quickly, have you been out in the lobby in the last hour?
Yeah.
Okay, then you saw what's happening out there?
The orange cones blocking the stairwell.
I meant an hour ago to bring this up, and I forgot because I wasn't sure that you knew. But we're taking the elevator out of here tonight, and I've maybe been in that elevator twice in 20 years. My kids used to like to ride in the elevator, so when I'd have my son or daughter here when they were really little, they, you know, they like to push the buttons and, you know. Otherwise, I've never taken the elevator.
I have never set foot in that elevator one time.
You're about to.
Unless I'm forgetting a time where I helped promotions load stuff or something for something, but I don't think I've ever been in that elevator one time.
History will be made.
Yeah.
Soon enough. Brian Koziol with us, Tee to Green, tomorrow morning. Brian, have you been in the work elevator?
I don't know. I'm going to say no. I don't think so.
I mean, it's only one floor. I mean, I just don't. I didn't understand floor. Some like, people it's, need it's, it, but yeah. I mean.
It's also a inviting set of stairs up to
oh,
the
so true.
Floor.
So right? true.
Like, it's not like you're going into this like closed, like, you know, enclosed door or, you know.
Right,
like,
I said stairwell. It's not really a stairwell. It's a not. Stairway. Yeah.
It's a circular staircase.
It's like you're coming down on the Titanic stairs, really, there. It's, you know.
Yes.
You've got the media there to greet you at the bottom. They're all there to take your picture. Like, it's a grand staircase, I think, you know.
DiCaprio at the top of the steps holding up a glass of champagne.
To the captain's ball. Everyone's, of course.
That's
right. You paint a heck of a picture here, Brian, really.
Brian, do you have trivia for us?
Well, I thought this might be the last day that we ever talk about Phil Mickelson at the U.S. Open, so I thought... I'm giving you a gettable U.S. Open Phil Mickelson trivia, if you want it, that I think you guys could probably get in about a minute.
Here. Okay. Sure.
All right, Zach, you got music for us here? Or no? I should have asked you ahead of time.
He'll pull something up.
All right, here we go. All right, so Mickelson's exemption, as we mentioned a couple of days ago, his exemption for playing the U.S. Opens runs out. He's had the record 6 runner-ups in U.S. Opens. That's the most ever without winning. I'm asking for the 6 players that beat him in those 6 U.S. Opens.
All right.
I have years if you feel like you need it, but I thought maybe you could do this without
the
years.
Well, can I just get in first? Because I feel like Mike is going to have a way better chance of getting the people other than Payne Stewart.
Okay. Payne Stewart, 1999 at Pinehurst, was the first of his 6 runner-ups.
We had Ogilvy come up. That's 06 at Winged Foot?
At Wingfoot, very good. That was the 4th of his 6. Yes, Ogilvy, 06 at Wingfoot. Very good. 2
Tiger,
for 2.
Tiger, Beth Page, I don't know.
Correct. Beth Page, 2002. Excellent. 3 for 3.
Gooshin at Shinnecock?
Yep. We mentioned that yesterday with the crazy green. 2004, Shinnecock.
You were there?
Yes. 2 left, and they're the most recent 2.
Yeah, they have to be. Michael and Campbell.
Good guess. Campbell actually beat Woods in that one. Woods was 2nd. I'll give you one clue. It's a repeat venue of one you've mentioned already, if that helps.
Cabrera?
Nope. Cabrera was Oakmont, 07. He beat Tiger. Tiger finished 2nd there.
It's not a playoff, right? None of these are a playoff.
None of these are playoffs, no. I'll give you a clue.
Okay.
2009, and that's the repeat venue at Bethpage.
Ooh. I'm sorry, this has become very much a solo show for you here, because I just don't have these.
Oh, I don't know. I don't know.
Lucas Glover.
Lucas Glover.
That was the tough one, I thought. And then 2013, the most recent one, that was at Marion.
John McEntee. I don't know. 2013 Bulldog. American or European? Or South
English.
African?
I'll give you English. That should give it away, maybe.
Rose.
Yeah.
Rose.
Yeah.
All right.
All right, good.
Pretty good. Five out of the six.
He's going to make the cut, I think, Mickelson.
Yeah.
Looks like it.
He's doing okay at the moment.
You got a chance.
I mean, he was at, what, four or three?
Three
plus
over.
Three.
Mm-hmm.
Yep, and the cut right now is he's clear of that by a couple of shots, so maybe even
it
three.
Is it still at five, the cut?
Let's see.
I haven't looked in a little while here.
Five makes it at this moment. Yes.
Right now, seven makes it.
Wow. Okay.
Seven makes
it. I'm watching DeChambeau here.
Oh yeah, projected cut seven. Top 70
on
ties.
14th hole, and he's at six over right now. So he's clear, although he's in a bunker behind the green, but nonetheless.
Brian, Sam Burns is on your team. That looks like a nice pick. Minus three, tied for the lead. Spawn just bogeyed with three holes left. Also three under. It's not. How would you say it? How do you think about this? Is it Burns or bust? Henley is tied for 10th, five back. Scheffler is kind of bombed here this week, but he's probably still alive. How do you look at it?
Yeah, I mean, Burns right now, I mean, thank God I took him. I try to pick three guys at least out of – have we had a winner in the double up category
Never.
Yet? I don't think we have.
Never, no.
So I was, like, determined. I'm like, I'm going to get somebody there. And, you know, Burns just happened to be one of the three. I just picked him because he's number one in putting in, like, every category. So – And he putted amazing today.
You nailed that. Yeah, Brian, yeah. I didn't have the Peacock coverage. I was watching a USGA stream that just had a couple of groups that I was watching in and out. But when the coverage began on Channel 2 and I got to it, one of the first things I saw was him standing over his putt on the last. And as it's rolling toward the hole, the commentator said, like, he would gladly take a five here. Yeah, he's had such a good day and a bogey here. There's no shame in that. And he was like a 20-some footer and he drained it. Just a little bender. He's nails. Well, you nailed that, the putting.
Yeah, he's been great. In terms of my other guys, yeah, Henley's 11th. And Schauffele, God, he was at even at some point, I think today. Maybe plus one. I don't know. But he's 14th. And then Scheffler's 26th. And then I feel like I'm kind of done after that.
I mean, Scheffler, he might be worth 5 cents. I mean, it's seven off the lead. He shot 71 today. And I think
it looked terrible.
It felt like it was terrible.
Right.
They on the radio broadcast, he was on the course and they went down to the course reporter. What do you think about how Scheffler's played? And the reporter was like, I think he's fine. It's just, you know, he wasn't making anything and he had three bogeys in a row, I think, at one point. But he shot 71. I mean, who wouldn't take that?
Right, I think one over. I think just watching him, there were a couple of times today that he looked so out of balance on his swing that it just because he's so normally perfectly fluent with even with his unorthodox feet that moves and all that sort of stuff, he's always in such control of his swing that it was surprising. And he also plays that really patented just like little fade from left to right with his drive that always seems to find exactly where he's aiming, and it wasn't today. I saw afterwards, too, a video of him on the range, kind of animated for him, for sure, with his coach. And I don't know if he was upset at his coach or if he was upset that something wasn't working. But for him to definitely not have anywhere near his best stuff today and still figure out a way to scrape to a 71, I guess I would say he's still maybe somebody that I would think about here. It's playing out kind of similarly to how we saw the PGA. We had kind of what we... I don't want to insult anybody here by saying lesser names, but we didn't have like top 10 players in the top 10 at the PGA. But then all of a sudden, going into Sunday, we had Scheffler and Rahm and, you know, DeChambeau and all these guys that all of a sudden were in the mix to win. So I'm not saying that it can't flip and all of a sudden we'll see Schauffele and Scheffler all of a sudden and, you know, right there come Sunday anyway.
Scheffler had
a lot of golf left.
Sorry. Scheffler had another tournament. Maybe it was the Memorial. Did he win the Memorial? A couple weeks ago, where he was just like it, like a horse race, you know, where the favorite in the horse race, the race is half over, and he's just sort of in the pack, and then he wins.
Right.
Like I think maybe 67 he could shoot around like that tomorrow, like almost no problem. And if he does that and is one over, what's the lead? Unless your guy or someone else just goes really low that's ahead of him, he's probably within three shots of the lead if he does that.
Yeah, the only player that I feel like at the top here that maybe has like the pedigree that we felt like you'd maybe group in the top 10 players or so is Hovland, but he also has never won a major. He's won a FedEx Cup championship. I've been picking him for years to maybe this is the year he wins one. talent-wise, he definitely, you know, I feel like is right there that he could win this. But Burns is putting, and even Spahn has been pretty good putting. I've been impressed with him over the course of these day and a half so far that he's been playing. But Koepka's lurking, kind of went back a little to, again, you know, Scheffler 71, Koepka 74. These feel like bad rounds when you're watching, but when you compare it to the 150-some players that are in the field, they're actually over, you know, they're right. Actually gaining ground.
They just showed the leaderboard as they went to commercial here as we're talking, Brian. I think there's five players under par right now.
Yeah, you're right.
Look, that's it. I mean, so it's funny. Like, this started, I think we touched on this yesterday. When I turned it on yesterday morning, you know, early, like 8 o'clock hour, and there's like it's guys under par, Rory's minus two, whatever. Like, well, this is the U.S. Open. What's happening here? And Spahn got off to a fast start with Rory yesterday and kind of, you know, he kept going and Rory faded. But it's sort of corrected itself. Do you know, I haven't really noticed here, there aren't any trees and I'm not watching flag sticks. Is it windier? Like, is that something that's affecting play today? Or is it just, you know, the course is really set up hard no matter what the wind is doing?
Yeah, I don't think the weather's that much of an issue. I know they thought thunderstorms are coming in, but I have not seen the flags like flapping around or them talking quite a bit about it. Or even a lot of times as you're watching, you'll see the players, you know, they pick up a few pieces of grass and toss it up just to see what the wind's doing. Like, I haven't really seen a lot of that. So it must not be too big of a factor today.
Well, you mentioned Scheffler being kind of off his mark, you know, just out of balance. So many awkward stances. The rough is so hard. You got to swing so hard just to even get the ball out of there and advance it 60 yards back into the fairway. There was a shot earlier this afternoon while we were on the air here, DeChambeau in that sort of setting, like sort of the knee-high fescue type stuff. And he took a swing and his trail leg came out like it was, you very rarely see a pro golfer lose their footing like that, but he was just so out of whack just trying to get, and he had a good shot out of that. I think up to the green, it might've rolled through, but it's just a really tough, there's just not a lot of even lies.
Yeah. I'm super impressed just collectively all of these players that are able to know what exactly how the ball is going to come out of the rough. I mean, how can you really, really know like how much it's going to spin? Some of these are buried so much. As you said, also too, your stance is going to be altered in some capacity. I know that they practice these shots, but I mean, just to really, really know, okay, if I swing at this velocity, it's going to, you know, these guys are calculating everything. I need to carry this 70 yards mm-hmm. so it hits in the front of the green, and I can't hit it 90 because it's going to, like, and the fact that they're swinging almost at, sometimes it looks like full capacity and the ball comes out and then does exactly that. You know, it'll go 55 yards and it rolls up, and I'm just super impressed with how they're able to recover from trouble when you see their shots errantly go into a spot and you're like, oh my God, like, how is he going to recover? And then somehow it's on the green and they've got back to being kind of in regulation where they need to be. It's really, really impressive what they're able to do to recover even when they do get themselves in trouble.
Pendleton Creek tomorrow morning?
Correct. 2 hours, 7 to 9.
190 off the tee over water on a par 3. Have fun.
It is
right off the jump.
A challenging start, yes. If you are the trunk slammer golfer where you show up and just, all right, I'm walking to the first tee, it's maybe the most uncomfortable shot you could have to start. I'd rather have like a par 4 driver there, hitting like a 190 shot to start.
I'm with you. Yeah, 190 shot for me would be like the 3 hybrid, and like that's a club I need to get to the range and start working on, because when I reach into my bag to pull it out, I feel like, oh, I haven't swung this in 3 weeks. So that would be a really tough one for me to start with. I would need to warm up.
That was always a 4 iron, which is a shot I liked when I was playing. I was a member there. But it wasn't always a comfortable first hole.
No, it's definitely not.
I heard some term about Oakmont. They were saying like the first hole handshakes or something like that. Like it's not a handshake. That wasn't it. Some sort of term for like an easy first hole. When I played at River Oaks, I think of River Oaks like that. 2 is one of the best and toughest holes anywhere. 1, just downhill, short, you know, like welcome to your golf day.
Right, get off to a good start.
Yeah, and then you go to 2 and it's just sort of really narrow, but that's fine. All right, Brian, enjoy the weekend and the rest of the tournament.
Thank you, and happy Father's Day to you both.
No, same to you.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
My dude, all right, thank you.
Ludwig Oberg plus +8 with McIlroy still on the course. 7 is the cut, so they could still make it. When is A pronounced O? When is A pronounced O? When is A pronounced O when Ludwig says so? 8 over 3 holes to play for Oberg. A-B-E-R-G.
Was this some Fletch riffing? What was going on there? I don't know what the... Okay.
I forget the guy's name, but it's that video I made you watch.
Oh,
from the
okay.
Masters.
Sure.
Yeah. I'll attribute it properly when we come back.
Yeah.
Mike Schopen, the Bulldog here. This is WGR. Time here only for two things. One, the Chris Vernon Show is the show where they had... The guy has a hilarious... Maybe every year does a... I think really funny Masters bit. They're giant dancing stuffed animals and like the rap hype video for the Masters. And that's where I got the Oberg
right
line from that.
I remember you pulling me over to your side of the room and I watched it and I couldn't wait for it to end.
You said, "How long do I have to sit here?"
Yeah. I thought this is awkward.
I loved it.
Like, I just want to move. I want to go back now. I got important stuff to do.
Morikawa. He lose, he not talking. If he lose, he'd be walking. Come on.
Yeah, it just got so much better now.
Two. Sneaky Joe found another Cy Young Award winner that pitched for the Bisons, Dwight Gooden.
All right.
So I think we're up to 6. Pretty good list. Max Scherzer tonight, if you're out there, enjoy that. I bet it's great. Earlier today, like we do on Fridays, Sam Panayotovic stopped by to talk about various topics. We'll have that for you next. Happy Father's Day. Mike Schopen, the Bulldog, WGR.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
True North stores have Primo Eats and Pepsi brand products that are heavy on taste and light on your wallet. Right now, buy any Primo sandwich and add a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Handmade every day, Primo uses quality meats and cheeses. Complete the meal with a Pepsi. Grab any Primo sandwich and pair it with a 20-ounce Pepsi brand beverage for just $1. Get more with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.